Hi, it's Marcus McColgan here on Audio Boo, and it is Friday the 11th of October, and it's approximately 2 p.m. and down here it's a travelogue, first part of our first travelogue day or holiday down here in Northumberland. We're based at Haggerston Castle, but we've travelled down through to right all the way down through Bamborough to Sea Houses, where we are just now, just because of the closing nights, it's better to do as much as in a day before we head in to register and get checked into our caravan at Haggerston Castle Park, Holiday Park. So it's unbelievable. It's been pretty much grey with the odd drizzle all the way down, and as we got nearer the coast, it got brighter and brighter. And by the time we cut off the A1 to turn into Bamborough, we've come into beautiful, beautiful sunshine. I'm not saying it's warm, it's only about, I think it's only about 12 degrees, but it was only 8 inland. So it's pretty much breezy, lots of grey sky, but in the meantime, we are actually in the blue bits, so looking out to the Farne Islands and a very choppy sea. I may do some a wee bit down there, but I'm on the high street just now, and Mary has popped into her favourite gift shop of all time. She loves this place. But anyway, so part one of day one of the travelogue in here in Northumberland, and I'll speak again soon on this wee holiday. Well, that's the sound of Sea Houses Harbour. So I'm looking out to the Farne Islands, and believe me, it's extremely windy, cold, and the sea is so choppy, no boats are going out today. But it's still a beautiful sight. The sun shines on the whole, on the Farne Islands and across to Bamborough. Ah. So, a wee bit of sound for the travelogue. Well, it's 3 p.m. now at Sea Houses. Just heading back to get the car we've parked just on the outskirts of the village. Place we always park when we come here. Quite wee road. We're back from the busy town centre. Which is, actually, it's surprisingly busy. First time of the year, and we noticed that on the way down. Bamborough, the number of people in Bamborough and heading up to the castle, etc., for what, the 11th of October? Yeah, quite amazed at that. And also quite amazed at the number of people here in Sea Houses. Loads of fish suppers, fishies, whatever you want to call them. People sitting on the benches, sitting inside. It's a gorgeous wee place, the Sea Houses. And, well, it's only one part of Northumberland, to be honest. Northumberland is one stunningly gorgeous area of the UK. Big favourite of ours. If I've not mentioned it before, I'll tell you just now that we've been coming here since the kids were babbies, and even before we had them all, four of them. We've been coming here for a week in the spring and a week in the autumn for well over 30 years now. And it's just like a home from home, or as we would say, a hame for hame. I can't believe it's even looking now out the quiet road, which is normally the quiet road. There's so much traffic coming in and out. It can't all be locals. So I'm guessing it's people still having a last... What's it, Last Chance Saloon? Last Chance wee break before the good weather goes away. Although it is much colder today, it's still a lovely dry day. So anyway, I'm heading back to the car. Mary has, I've left Mary behind. No, not really. I left her behind in the Baker's, picking up a couple of goodies for a cup of tea. We'll park back along the road at the sand dunes towards Bamborough and have a wee cup of tea, hot cup of tea and a wee cake before heading back to get checked in at Haggerston with your caravan. And then, well, I wouldn't say the holiday would start full then, but it's already begun. But once we know where we are, once we're settled in, got stuff out of the car, and then we'll have our din-dins and then head out again for the late afternoon, early evening. So, part two, or could maybe part three of the travel log for day one of the Northumberland holiday. Well, it's 7 p.m. on day one of the travel log down here in Northumberland. It's getting dark now, pretty dull already, and it's been a cold wind all day, although it's been stayed dry, which has been great. You can hear the roar of the sea, and I'm at Spittal, S-P-I-T-T-A-L. I'm at Spittal Prom, just outside the amusement arcade, where me and Mary have just spent an enjoyable 45 minutes playing the puggies, playing the one-armed bandits. Two pence ones, by the way, because we're miserable sods. But I've just come out here onto the prom and just enjoying that beautiful sea air. You can hear the strength of the tide coming in there, and really big rollers coming in. But it's lovely all the same. And I'm especially recording this for a request from my friend Adrian Wicks at TurboStream, who has asked me to try and capture as much of the coastal region as I possibly can. So that's why I'm standing here in this really strong, really cold wind, just to capture this for Adrian. But not just for Adrian, of course, but especially for Adrian. And there's a board here fixed to the railings about the Lowry Trail, a beautiful picture of the Matchstick Men, Berwick upon a Tweed Preservation Trust, and it tells us all about Spittal Sands and Lowry and the Lowry Trail, where it starts and when it finishes. Interesting stuff. But as I said, it's just a wee bit too brisk to go walkabouts just now. I haven't got the proper gear, and I think Mary wants to get back and put her feet up anyway for a good full day. So I'll leave you from Spittal Promenade as I look back up the coast towards the harbour and Berwick upon Tweed. It's only about a mile from here, so I'm going back into the warmth and coziness of the car, so I'll leave you with the surf.